It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 18th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is obverse, spelled O-B-V-E-R-S-E. Obverse is a noun that means the side of a coin or currency note bearing the chief device and lettering, broadly a front or principal surface. It can also mean a counterpart having the opposite orientation or force. Also, it means opposite. Obverse can also mean a proposition inferred immediately from another by denying the opposite of what the given proposition affirms. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Reno Gazette Journal by Laura Tennant. The coins have always had a version of a portrait of George Washington featured on the obverse or the heads side, and like in 2020, they have minted 5 different designs on the coin's reverse or tails side. Heads or tails? If you called heads, obverse is the word for you. Since the 17th century, we've been using the word obverse for the front side of coins, usually the side depicting the head or bust of a prominent person. The opposite of this sense of obverse is reverse, the back or tail side of a coin. Since the 19th century, obverse has referred to an opposing counterpart or an opposite. Additionally, it can be an adjective meaning facing the observer or opponent or being a counterpart or complement. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.